هاشم
Düşün, kola kola kıydışadı. Bu dert İgdi reyhet bir rehidu. Rüşide de hıtani ve kıdışlı ruhu. Speaking Talmidim of the Mir Yeshiva. The Menachem just told me the last shiur the Yeshiva gave was here in this Beit Medrash in English. Made it wichtig to say Achrein, Achrein, Chovit. Everything is Bashgocho, Bashgocho Protis. Achloin, Achloin, the last shir. Choviv has a special chavivus. Rabbi Yehudah lechatani mekodesh lebroko. When he said the first shir in his life, it was a party at home. They made a suda, and every year on that day, that he said his first shir in the yeshiva, they made the suda to remember the simcha of the eshter shir. Unfortunately, the yeshiva said the last shir, not the first shir, not one of many shirim. And from now on, the avodah is going to be to remember that last shiur, to remember all the shiurim. Remember what was said, how it was said, who said it, to whom it was said, under what circumstances it was said. I was able to learn in the Mir Yeshiva, but I only was able to get to know the yeshiva to the extent that I ever got to know him. Later on, after I was out of the yeshiva, out only in a physical sense, you never leave the Mir Yeshiva. The yeshiva always said, Eimul Amir, Zaybig Amir. When I was not in the yeshiva physically, and the yeshiva used to come out to America, that's when I slowly started to get to know the yeshiva. To Muridig Achrayim, to the Talmidim, who learned in the Mir Yeshiva, who will continue to learn here, to understand the void that the yeshiva's tira leaves us with. To understand what does it mean that the yeshiva was hipster, to understand the Aveda, the loss. Avada Seder continues, and that in itself, the grants the Kiddush and Shavayim, the grants the Nachas Ruach, the most powerful zchut for the Roshiva that the Tzadik HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Seder continues, the Shiurim continue. But from that way, in our Haltikein, we're left with a void. There's something that's forever going to be missing from Kotzei Beis HaMedrash. And that's what we need to talk about today. And it's not that I have something to say, a chidush, a bar chokhmo, just a zchut that I was looking to keep kesher with the Roshiva, looking to spend time with him after I left the yeshiva, and maybe able to relate to the Talmidim a little bit of what one is supposed to feel in the Yemei HaEvel. I imagine a lot of Talmidim are saying to themselves, look, Avada is a great loss, Avada is Yemei HaEvel, but I didn't really know the Rosh Yeshiva. I didn't really hear shir by the Rosh Yeshiva. Once in a while he came and said a shir. Of course, we knew his godless, but it doesn't apply to me, Lamaisa. Not different than a different tzaddik passed away. I also lived in the yeshiva and I can understand where that feeling, where that drigish comes from. But the remnant is nishtarzai. We all are talmidim of the yeshiva and the tzaddik b'kodesh lebrochu on a very personal basis. The yeshiva was each and every one of you. Personal Rebbe, personal Rosh Yeshiva. Kemayim aponim aponim. The Rosh Yeshiva felt that way towards you. And we have to feel that way towards the Rosh Yeshiva, the Chatzari Lebrochu. What is it about the Rosh Yeshiva that we're going to miss forever? What is it about the Rosh Yeshiva that we have to try to hold on to? Try to keep alive. To hate the shmutz l'yitzur of Yisroel HaChaim. To keep the neshom of Yisroel HaChaim. The Rosh Yeshiva was zoche to a panem of Avot HaTorah that no one was zoche to. One yochid, one single person, a butler of Adam, if one can call him a boat of a dog. Zoicha to a scale of Avot HaTorah, on this scale of the Midi Yeshiva. What was the Rosh Yeshiva secret? What was the Zoid HaZor? A lot of Marbitei Torah are looking to be Marbit Torah. They're asking to be Marbit Torah. They can quote Chazal, Lulboi Dalmanach Lalamei, Lulboi Dulalamei. They can quote Chazal in the Mishnah, in Lomavis HaTorah Harvei Altach, V'yitoi Balaat Mucho Eton Mephoshu Taich, Ki Lekach Noitzor, so to give up yourself Vaita. But it comes after they're learning. They learn, they were Nisale in Torah, they're Marbitei in Torah, they have Talmidim. And that's when they start feeling a regish of leib, of heart to the Talmidim. They feel a simcha with a Talmid simcha, a tzar with a Talmid tzar. Once they have Talmidim, there is a regish, there is a leib that develops with the Talmid. But the Avot HaTorah is based on a rutzen to be Marbit Torah, a rutzen to learn of an Afna Lamed. That will always have a gvul. That will always be mugbal. It will have its limitations, its restrictions. It will never grow to the scale that the Miri Yeshiva grew to, or the Roshiva Danog. Will never. The soid of the Roshiva, it all started with leib. It didn't start with a rotten to be Marbit Torah. It wasn't, I want to be a yeshiva, I want to be a Rebbe to Talmidim, I want to have many Talmidim. It started with a lake, a heart for a Tzaydi. It started with a Rutzlin, to give of himself to Nochayim. Though the Tzaddikim writes, the Dele Shoymeri, V'hi anodu v'yufu l'tzoya v'avur kolonu, לסבול אולו ומסור ולסטייר בסלרוסו ולספר על הלאים ולסמויה בסמחותו ולבקר חולו. A person should be a nozim bebufoi, should be giving by nature, should be matriach for everybody, carry their burden, to feel pain in their pain, to daven for them, to rejoice in their simcha. Zudach is tzadik and weiter. וביועיס הצורר חיו את נודים בחוכמה הצוירותוי. More than anything, you have to be giving with חוכמה הצוירות, with the חוכמה of your צוירות. ללמי כל אודם דעס, to teach Yidin דעס, ולהמשך את ליבו ולהביר שבשמיים, to attract them to the Eibishter, to bring them closer to the Eibishter. וזוהי הנדיבות הגדולה של כל מיני הנדיבות המצנדים לאודם להעביר לחי אולם אבו. The greatest נדיבות לתוך הצדיקים is the נדיבות to volunteer והצנדות to bring another Yid closer to the Eibishter. The Roshiva was a נודיב. He was a נודיב במלואי מובן המילה. He was a giving person. His heart was alive, and the heart will get him. He had a gefil, a gefil for an ander Yid. He lived for Nochayim. No, but then we go, the Tzadikim says, the greatest nedivos, there are nedivim that give money, there are nedivim that give of their time, there are nedivim that open gemachs of all kinds, a full telephone book of gemachs. It's all nedivos. Of the greatest nedivos of the tzaddikim is to give somebody life, to give somebody the essence of life, to give somebody purpose in life, to give somebody meaning in life, to give somebody life in and of itself. That's the greatest nedivos. The greatest matzoneh is life itself. וביועיס צורך להיות נודם בחוכמה הצוירותוי ללמי כלודם דעס. But where does it stem from? What's the source of teaching Torah? The source of teaching Torah is laid, is nedivos. I feel for another Yid. How can I allow him to just run the streets and not maximize his potential in Torah and Chayim? How can I allow him to live a life without real purpose? To live a life without meaning, without depth? I can't see it. When it's shayrish is laid, and the laid is bleak, bull betachlis. There's no restriction, there's no boundaries to my laid, to my wrestler, to be there for another Yid. And of them voice of the Avotos Torah, of the voice of the limud ha-toyre, that the toyre, the avot ha-toyre, ends up looking like the mere yeshiva of today. B'chor pino pino mamish, I went there 17 years ago, 18 years ago. It wasn't the size it is now, it was already more. But to come into the yeshiva today, every kvutza, every chabura, every koyma, it's all Torah Kedusha. It's all the Roshiva's chut. It's all the Roshiva's vision. It's all his rutzen. It's all his lay. That every single one of the Talmidim should be zeicher to drink from the Mayones Achayim. To be zeicher to live a life of purpose, of meaning. To live a life of Kiyem Chayeinu Voyech Yomeinu. It's all Nedivos. And that's why Tayyip Talmidim, the atmosphere of the yeshiva, speak to any Talmud that learns in the yeshiva. What's the atmosphere in the yeshiva? The atmosphere is Ahavat Chinu. The atmosphere is Nedivus. There's no place in the world, in the Olam HaTorah, that one can be margish, that no matter at what level he is, no matter what tribe he comes from, no matter what color, dimension, size, shape, he's accepted. Nishtar accepted, he's loved, for the right reason, for no reason at all. As long as you want to learn Torah, as long as you want to elevate your level in Torah, you're here, and you're wanted here. And this is an atmosphere, it's an environment that the reflection of the Rishiva, the Chassad, and the Kodesh, the Broch, his heart, of his Nedivus, that's reflected in this type of Torah, this level, this scale of Torah Akdush. The Mishnah says in Yuma, B'tchila, for Yerotzen, Bo'oil, and Bakevich, they used to run up the ramps, and whoever was Koidim was Zoich HaMaisa, V'doch HaEchad Es Chavayir, V'nofa, V'nishbur HaRadloi, who broke his foot. His keen on it from then on is going to work with a pious. It's going to work only with a goyim. There's no more running, there's no chase, there's no race anymore. V'chol HaKoidim Zoko. It's going to work only with a pious. So the Kotzker Rebbe asked a very, very simple question. He said, it seems that at the end of time, they had the greatest lahavas. They went, they pushed each other, one fell down, he broke his foot. Yet where was this lahavas to begin with? Why was it that it worked in an orderly fashion? Metzeder, Matanesh Gishtuk, Kol HaKoidim Zoko. Where was the bread? Where was this lahavas? So he answered, he said it was a Yeridus Azir. It wasn't an Ali in the Zir. He says, Betchila, everybody wanted to do a mitzvah. But why did he want to do a mitzvah? Lastly, it's not Hatzruach Le'yotzer. He wanted to do a mitzvah to bring an Hatzruach to the Yotzer. That was the only purpose. So maybe, of course, I want to do the mitzvah. Because I want to bring an Hatzruach to the Yotzer. But if somebody else does the mitzvah, if somebody else was Zorichah, the Iker, so Zara Nachasruach for the Eibishter. The Iker, the Eibishter's Rotzen will be tun werden. It doesn't matter if it's done through me, if it's done through him. Bottom line, it was done that way. And through Mesadesh, it was done to Seder. He said to Bitzlach, they fell into an egoistic Mahalach in Avodis Hashem. It wasn't anymore about having the Avodis to be done for the Eibishter. Shabia Nachasruach for the Eibishter. It was about me doing the Avodah. I want to do it. I want to put on my account, look, nochnir, more Torah, more Avodah. I want to have it. People want to be wealthy. And people want to be wealthy in Ruchnir. So if I want to do it, and the other one is Choyfecha, they pushed him down, Benishbara Ragmari. And they had to change the approach. It's clear that from then on, it will be done only with a pious, only with the Goyim. This Yeridus HaZoiris is what the Rashiva put on reverse. The Rashiva was a person, was a Godon Shabigdolim, Goyen Shabigoyim, a Balmidus above our Hasogian Midus. He put this whole Sugya on reverse. He went back to the Betchila. It wasn't about us. It wasn't about me. It wasn't about my type, my Mahalach, my Shir. It was about the Eibishter. It was about bringing an Achasruach to the Eibishter. The bottom line is, Zayin an Achasruach. The amount of Chaburis, the amount of Rami, Magid, Yeshiva, and Rosh Yeshiva, the Yeshiva had. The different colors of the Yeshiva, the different languages of the Yeshiva. The different types in the Yeshiva. What is it all about? Kulay Oimri. It all says, Lachas Nachasruach Lashem Yisburach. Oyev Es Amuchim, he loved the Eibishter. Memeila Oyev Es Abriyah. Now he loved to have Talmidim. He loved Tzidik Kedushin. He loved Kavoyis. Memeila Oyev Es Abriyah. So he loved to have Talmidim. Oyev Es Amuchim, in this order, he loved the Eibishter. He was close to the Eibishter. He wanted to bring a nachas ruach to the Eibishter. But he loved the Eibishter's kingdom. And if it was oyeves habriyus, what's the greatest nedivus? What's the greatest gift you can give to briyus of the Eibishter? Umekarv la toyu. The mekarv to zayt to toyu. If you were doing at the Seder of Shiva, giving a shiur here last week, you were doing to see something historical, something that wasn't and will not be. You were doing to see a yid who forgot mamish, his personal matter. He wasn't margish, his personal pain. He wasn't margish, his private. He didn't suffer for Toyo. He lived for Toyo. He enjoyed the Toyo. When I first came to the yeshiva, it was time for the yeshiva to say the shirkloli in the main defenders. I don't know if it's still called main. It's all main. The original defenders. So some Talmidim left by the Shikloli, others stayed. Don't know why I stayed, but I stayed. I sat by the left beam in the Beit Medrash. I learned the sugya. I knew the sugya that the Shia was going to talk about. I didn't understand the words of the Shia. But I cried. I was a new bocher in the yeshiva, and I just started crying in the middle of the Shikloli. Why did I cry? I never saw anything even close to it. The Rishim was shaking like a Rebbe Shalulim. He was shaking Arba Kantis of Alas Aitim. His hands were gripped tightly behind him. He was smiling and saying a Shir. A list of Rishonim, another list of Rishonim. And then matched them up with Shitosim and Gan Shas. I didn't get it, it was overwhelming. But the one thing I got a translation. Chazi chazi, bonai chavivai, de mishtakhin de tzara zeloi, v'oistim de chet v'sadili. I for once understood the types of this nigun. The Eibush that says to the Baalochim, look at my beloved children. They forget their pain. They forget what they're in. They forget their personal matter in Gamsen. V'oistim de chet v'sadili. They have such a recognition, such a harochel. To Torah Akkoisha. They see in Torah Akkoisha the greatest title of life, the greatest pleasure, the greatest Hanon Elamaseh of life. The Mishtakhim Vitar of the Lord, Yvoritkim Bechet Vesadini. I understood for the first time what it means Lulei Torah Koshashua Dovarati Baoni of David HaMelech. If not that Torah was Shashuoi, it was my toy, Chazuk Yitzchak with Toyer. It wasn't I have to go learn. It wasn't a Seder, I need to go learn. I need to cover, I have to do something. Shashuri, it's my hobby, it's what I love to do, it's what I enjoy doing. There's nothing geschmackier than understanding the Sugya Alborium. There's no greater simcha than the Atoras Atzveikin of starting the Sugya, not making heads and tails out of it. And slowly watching that thing fall into place. Slowly seeing the Oyer Hashem that shines from every sugi in Torah Akdash. Lulei Torah Koshashuoi, if not that I love Torah, I enjoy it. Or the Varati Boni. But if Torah Koshashuoi, then there is no Oni. There is no pain, there is no suffering. And this is what you were doing to see just this past week. You were doing to see a Dmus. An image of a Yid that Bechlal didn't live his life. But it was a Yid from our times. The Rishi who lived with us, understood the Nisyonis of our times. But he himself was Lemaila. There are no words that can explain the Madreika of a Zayi. And that's when he was saying a Shir. When the Rishi wasn't saying Shir, he was out working on the other chelik of Torah, the Eitz Chaim Ila Machzikim Bo, ותומכיהו מרושו. It's neshayach for a bochur in yeshiva to be matzik. How a person of this caliber, a person in this massive in the world, the Roshiva, the greatest Roshiva, the Roshiva that had the most talmidim in the world, b'chayim chiyusa, that had the biggest yeshiva in the world. When we walked around, suffered bezyonis and yesurim, spent days and days, b'li shum shalva, b'li shum menucha, just trying to fuel his nadus, with no obligation. The Roshiva was overburdened with the current massive of the yeshiva. Every year, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 5 years ago, and still he took more upon himself. The sharp license, the lachas, is crumbling. It's buckling under, and the shayach, noch abisalo, noch abisalo, more talmidim and more talmidim. He didn't feel the yesurim of not sleeping, of not managing, of having to beg and plead and explain to Yiddish kinder how important it is lahachzik es asurim, lismoich ba'asurim, to explain to people there's no greater sight than walking into any bit medrash that's part of the new yeshiva, just watching the bochrim, the re'eloi kim, sitting and learning atzugya mutschlinzuch, the simcha of Nayim, the giving up the entire Olam Hazeh just to learn Torah. I was talking to the Rebbe to the Zayin Zut Mishtak last night. And we were remembering, the Shiri used to sit a full day in the Yud. 9 out of 10 appointments were just to give a Yid Chizuk. But there was no just. The Roshiva met with those people in New York exactly with the same smile, the same barakah, the same nedivos alev as he met with that community that will ultimately write $1 million check to the yeshiva. The nedivos was there, the heart was there, and the toitso was our nedivos, is what we see today in the yeshiva. I spoke yesterday in Yiddish, in the Beit Medrash. I'll repeat the Tukud in English. We came with the Kehila for Shabbos in Yerushalayim. We spent Shabbos in Shalashudis. We spent in the Yeshiva. And after the Yeshiva gave the regular Shalashudis, that's us to the American boys. So he joined us downstairs with the Kehila for Shalashudis. So we sang the Zmir. Then the Marvich Shira was supposed to come and speak for us. He couldn't come. So I turned to the Roshiva. And I was meramed that the Roshiva should say a few words. And he said to me, no, now you're going to speak. So I said, the Talmidim hear me too often. We're here in Yerushalayim, the Roshiva is here. Could the Roshiva please say something to the Talmidim? And as soon as it left my mouth, I regretted that I asked him to do it. How could you ask a Yid without any koyach left, that just finished speaking, that looked weak, how can you ask him to speak? So the Shiva shook his head back and forth. He first had a blank expression on his face, then he put this big grin on from ear to ear, the smile that we'll never forget. The Shiva said, Bisayda, Bisayda. For those who knew it, one of the nicest and most beautiful things you can hear from the Roshiva was Beseida. When he agreed to something, when he wanted to say he's for something, that idol of Beseida. And within a few minutes, the Roshiva started speaking. And the Roshiva spoke very, very, very quietly. He barely had koyach to speak. So there is this famous word, Ubashoifer Godo Yitoka. They're called Momodaka Yishoma. And this is not such a famous taich, Uba Shoipur in a Shoipur. When Godel Yitoka, they're even called Momodaka Yishoma. Umaloch Nihofein. When the one who blows into the Shoipur is a Godel, they're even called Momodaka. Even something so soft, Yishoma, to the extent of Umaloch Nihofein. the Malachim will tremble. And the Rishiva said as follows, to say it just bekitzur, because this is the essence of the Rishiva himself, and he was kamoi maspid himself mechayim. He was giving up Musar, he was giving up the Sikha, Shmuz. But Be'emes, he was talking something that only he could say. He said, what's the essence of life? He first said that life is life no matter how much Yisurim you have. It's still better to live than not to live. He was referring to the words of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that Iyub with all the Yisurim, but he was still alive. He was still alive. And then he asked, but what's so important about life? What's so beautiful about life? What's the essence of life was really what the Rishiva asked. And the Rishiva said the essence of life is to be able to shear. To be able to shear. So he said that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was once often walking up Rehov Beis Yisrael and he stopped him in a store that was selling shoes. And there was a magash outside, little children's shoes, toddler's shoes. Reb Chaim stopped and he was observing, he was mitboinen in these shoes. The one who was walking with him, the Rishiva said he was chutzpitting and he asked, you know, what is it about these shoes that the Rishiva Reb Chaim is spending time here? He said, I'm not looking at the shoes, I'm taking in the emotions of the mothers that come to buy for their toddlers the first pair of shoes. That simcha, that regish that a mother has when she comes to buy the eshta for shichalach, for the kinder, that's what I'm taking in. So the Rishiva said, that's the essence of Chaim. And he said it in Yiddish, Amam is Gifi. Then he quoted the Kutras of Faith, and I found it in the back of the Sefer. It's written that if a person would go up to Shemayim, and he would be zoiches to the Tanugim of Yenavil, that the Ramchal writes of those Tanugim, Shezeu HaTayim Iko Amiti, Vahidin Avrozo Mikolo Yidunim Sheikhoilu Mimotze. And he's there. He's there. He's taking in those pleasures. The greatest pleasures of all worlds. His pleasure will not be complete until he comes down to this world and can share it with somebody. And tell somebody, this is what I felt. This is what I saw. So the Rishiva said, Amam is Agifil, Unachav is Ayidia, Yen is Ayidia. That's the essence of life. Just to listen. You see the tourists in Eretz Yisrael from a Yidin, Anshe Shleimeinu. They come to the Mir Yeshiva of Moshe. They're all holding in their hands, not a Gemara, not a pair of thousand films or a camera. They're all snapping pictures. Bemes HaShigoyim. Any place you go, any attraction, anybody that's here is all of a sudden a professional photographer. Taking pictures, albums, videos, pictures, clips. So Be'emes, we can write them all as Mishugoyim. That's what they deserve to be written all as. But what's the meaning? What's the pshat in this Shigoyim? The pshat is because a person subconsciously knows that my pleasure of seeing what I'm seeing will never be complete. If not, then I can share it with somebody. So it's kedai to compromise on the pleasure for the pleasure ultimately to find its completion when I can share it with somebody. That's the oymik. Because the lesson is of people who can't title with less. So the Shiva asked the question. If this is life, so how do we understand Kiheim Chayeim? How does it work with Kiheim Chayeim? Tzoyre is Chayeim. So the Shiva smiled again. And he said, that's the pshat the Chazal that say, that in Torah Gufo, in the Snor Torah Atkamo, that it brings a havo between one another. As the Gemara says, Cherev al avadim zemayal, Cherev al tzoneim shatamid al achomim shalitkin bad bevad. If you're learning Torah, and Torah is chayim, kehem chayim, Torah is chayim, eis chayim hi mamasikim bo. But if you're learning Torah bad bevad, if you're learning Torah yourself, you're not sharing with Yenim. You're not taking in Yenim's aksura. You're not there to give of yourself to Yenim in Torah. Cherev al avad, it's the essence of life. It's cherev. And the famous Chazal, Oy chavrusa, Oy misusa. Either you have a chavrusa in learning, and then it's sharing, then it's Yenim's avor, I need to be here for him. I can't make it to Seder today, but if I'm not going to come, then the guy on the bench will be Shvach. Why Mitzusa? Because he doesn't have the Chaim of Torah's Mitzusa. Because the Chaim of Torah is Oich is not at Kamas as Yenem. And the Boisa, I really can tell me this. You're sitting in a yeshiva whose walls, whose ear, whose atmosphere is Kuloi Oime, this soil, Oicha Brusa Oime Susa. And that's what the yeshiva is. The yeshiva is going in Torah. Going in Arbusa's Torah. But he lived for this Oicha Brusa. Noch Acha Brusa, Noch Acha Bula, Noch Akmuta, Noch Akhina, Noch Ashir, Noch Akhinesh. One of the last times I was able to sit with the Rishiva. And this is the Chizus in the Talmidim. You know, when you come to Aseidi, he takes out the wedding albums, the Bar Mitzvah albums, and he shows you the pictures with the Gishmak, with the Simcha, with the Nachas. The Rishiva didn't have koyach to talk and learning, although he did have good Masechta for learning. And he told me to go out and get a certain Sefer. On that Masechta, I'm so come along to Sheikh Sefer, said the Kasef, the Sheikh Adachazot. But then he took out the albums of the Chidush HaTorah, of the Minas Talmidim. He took out the albums of the Pchinas, those big black and white Machlokes. And the Rishiva went through one by one for a very long time. Kemat an hour. Mit a pride, mamish ki azayda shat nachas tuzay the kinder, tuzay the eyekloch. He went through this Yudhuman and this Yudhuman and that Chidush and how many pages. This was the life. Oicha brusa oi mitzusa. There was nothing. There was nothing in the Rishiva's life. More than life in itself, and life the way he explains life, the way he defines life. Ki em chayenu obeno yenem zagisir, yenem zatsvur. This is the Rabban, in the Pasha of Nazir. The Rabban asks the question, why does the Nazir bring a chatos, the meloyis yimei nitro? What's the avreda, what's the chayt? It needs to bring a kov chatos. The chait is that his nazirus is over. Very, very big chidush of the Rambam. You know, the Mirishira, the Yahikala sometimes. People come out of the Albatin, they come to learn. So you'll meet one of the team from the Yahikala in the airport, he's heading back to JFK, and you say to him, I don't understand what you're doing, so I'm going home. He says, You're going home. Go back to the yeshiva. Hey, the Yachkal was moiled, the Shurim, the old Rambam said Shurim and the Rishiva was moiled, but I have to go back home. He said, when you go back home, go back to the Shiva. So I tell him, I did for 4 days, I have to say it. So he said to me, yeah, the Mother Shechit, if you taste, if you look at the taste, that's a Machayim, you look at the feel of Kibbutz of a Kibbutz, take it. So the Rambam, you're right. So the Rambam, the Nozir was Zoychit, to a certain level in his Avodah Hashem, Nedra Lekol Al Rishon. The Torah Kodesh is Torveya demands of him to stay at that level. B'mloisi may nitro. His Naziris comes to a stop, needs to bring a kol b'chatos, that's his chait. Bali Musa explains that a madrega that one once had, a madrega that one once acquired with one zoichatu, is a madrega that you need to keep. You need to maintain that level. The Mishnah says, Ashokhe Abdul Rebbe mi Mishnotli, Rinda Mitzchayim Benafshe Shunem, Rishom Lachos Shmanafshe Mahoi, Pentishka Betzadburim Asheru Oinem. You're not allowed to forget the Benechot Mi Mishnotli. Zogun Balei Musa is not only Mi Mishnotli. It's a Madregi Mi Mishnotli. Any level in Torah and Avoida in Tfila, that you were ever on, you're responsible to keep. You can't say, what, because I have that Madregi, Vashar Alkin, if it's a Tzaveach from me, yes. If you were able to feel something once, you were in a story and he walked into the defender the first time and he said, wow, I can't believe I ever did anything other than sitting and learning. You were doing the whole of the book, I stood you once, and you had clarity, and he said, I can't believe that anything interests me more than learning, I've lost you more than yet. You need to demand that simcha, that sipuk, that clarity, that ashkofa, that behirut for the rest of your life. It doesn't mean you're always going to be there, but you need to work. Your shiva has to be the excited. The Gemara says in the Masechta Megillah, the Rabbana did know the meaning of the pasuk Hashlech al Hashem Yehovko. So now Baba Chona was walking, and he was carrying a big, big load, a heavy load. And an Arab was side by side with him. or a Leonobi, according to Toysi. The Arab said, Shkoli Ofko, take your load. The Shodi Adamlo, he put it on my camel. Oh, so the Rabbon understood that Yehovko means a load. Melhashle Chalashem Yehovko means, put your load on the Eber Zavuichal, he'll take care of you. So the Goyim asked, Rabbon didn't know the title, Ashle Chalashem Yehovko, he didn't know how to translate a word. Till the Arab, where you know, he had a story with the Abba Bachot, and said, oh, the Goyim didn't know. The Rabbonon had a question in Midas HaBitochen. They didn't know to what extent Hashlech al Hashem Yehovko. Can you throw everything on the Eibishter and not even do a tikkun, not even be mishtatlus? Or you have to do the mishtatlus, but then not to worry. They didn't know what Yehovko means, do I need to do a tikkun or not? They had a shayla, a life shayla, a shkof shayla. So there was once a mice that Abba Bachotel was walking, and he was mamish, buckling under a load. And this Arab next to him said, put it on my camel. And Rav Babachon didn't even do a shtar. He didn't ask, he didn't say it's heavy, he didn't say I need help. So the Rav Babachon understood, you don't have to do a shtar on the side. So Father Musa said, Moriti. This was a question in Hashkofa. They had one story, one maestro. That's all. From now on, that's the Mahalach of Bitochen. How many times did we have in our lifetimes a klokai, a zoyrus? How many times did we say, if this is the case, I'm not going to budge from zoyrus. I will never miss not a part of the seder. I will never miss 5 minutes of the seder. I will never lose out on the sugya. I missed this year, I didn't get it, but I will not miss that. I'll give my night, my extra time, to make sure I'm up to date in the sugya. I'm up to with my mishiras up to. In the bekiyos, in the be'in, in the rishonim, in the achoyim. We said it out of us, only so that what? So that a week later, we're back to where we were. The Rabbana Zerubba and Musa saw something once, they attained a certain level of clarity, able, it was there to stay. And this is the tachlis of the Divrei Hesed. This is the tachlis of taking time out of Seder. With Talmud Torah is Kinei of Kulam. But the talk about the Rashida, the Chassari, the Kodesh, the Bruch. The tachlis is so that we maintain that we preserve the level of Torah, the level of Ahavas Torah, the level of Mesiris Nefesh the Torah, that the Rishiva instilled in the walls of this Beit HaMedrash, in the walls of this Beit HaMedrash, and then in the Beit HaMedrash alive, and then in the Talmidim of this Beit HaMedrash. The Rishiva instilled in this Mokir Kodesh a certain level of Ahavas Torah, the level of Kol Chavotecho Lo Yishbuko. There's nothing in this world, in its entirety, that comes close to a Gishmak of learning Torah. And we all felt it. There was a time that we felt it, and it will work and it will feel it again. There's a level of Ahavas Torah, of Mesiris Nefesh Torah. When something is difficult, when it's a young man, when it's a tid in shtub, when it's a bocher, it could be a shidduch, it could be the zorg of maybe a shidduch that's coming, it could be some shverikai, the Lord didn't come back, some narishkai. Shoyin gantlois men, shalach sheyishiv adah, tenshin shmetzamzlein and learn. If the Rishim is Surya and he's Torah, with this Mesiris Nefesh, with this amount of suffering, with this amount of daigi, of worry, a yid adachoyim of $500, he doesn't have enough to cover his rent, forget it. He's posted in a toyer from toyeri. Be'al oyiz rachmone patei. A rachmone of thy tur, as the yito adar Rishim. A Rishim that had the daigi that we'll never have. He had all of our daigi flows. He had the physical yisurim that he had. The Yisurim Nefesh of knowing where he stands. And from that way, Ve'avot Kho'al Tosir Mimen Elo Elohim was the only thing he could think about. Mo'ahavti Toyotecho Kol Hayom Yitzichoti are the words that are written all over the Divrei Yeshiva. Mo'ahavti Toyotecho Kol Hayom Yitzichoti. And our task is as Talmidim to keep this level, to make sure that we preserve this level in our private learning. Rebbe Zal Salanter, when it's Nedoyer with Nixon, they found him to Salanter hardening over the Hesped. He was reviewing himself to be Hesped. So they asked him, he saw he has nothing better to do. So he said no. Because he said, when a tzaddik is nifted, then the entire door has to take a percent of what the tzaddik was. And the door, the entire door of Sadamah can equal to the tzaddik. Or when everybody has to take his shir, his chayilik. The avoid of the mere shir, because the shir is given a thousand gurdu, in the Havas Torah, his chshivas for Torah, his nefesh for Torah, his atmode in Torah, in his respect for Torah Belemdo, his liebschaft for Torah Belemdo. So he has b'li'ayin orah, thousands and thousands of talmidim, just enough so that if everybody takes his chelik, we can be zeichel to be mashlim in our reserves in a shivas koyach. But we need to start taking it upon ourselves. We can't continue. Last week in the Mir Yeshiva can't be this week in the Mir Yeshiva. And not next week. The ganze yeshiva needs to go up a level. They need the koyches to continue, and the koyches come only from Torah of the Mishim. If Shulay Zitkin was nifter, and he had the Beita Yisoyim et Kaidua, so Rabbi Ruchem, his son, was found a few days after the Shiva sitting on a bench outside of the Beita Yisoyim. His head was between his knees and he's crying, he said. So he passed by and he said, Rabbi Ruchem, Ichtila Yitzar, if you learn as a great Tata, how gross of the Shiva, I can feel your pain, you just lost your father. So he looked up at him and he said, the Vainish for my Tata. The Vainish for my Tata. If my Tata is a lefty, he got it. My Tata is good. So what was he saying? He says, why are you crying? He says, listen to me. So you walk into a carpenter and you find a lot of sawdust on the floor. You find all those little wooden swirls that come off the wood. You find nails. You find glue all over the floor. You walk into a binder, you find scraps of tape, scraps of thread, needles on the floor. You walk into a glazier, you find pieces of glass all over the floor. You walk into a silversmith, you'll find silver dust. You work into an ironworks, you'll find iron, all different iron, scrap metal. He says the Mr. Traces, the carpenter, the smith, they step on it. He says, you walk into a school, there's no scrap. There's no scrap. Mechanical Gorish training. Every nefesh, every neshom in a school needs to have its potential maximized. Every nefesh in a school needs to have his life meaningful, needs to be given a chance to be a godel, to be mitzayin. There's no scrap. And that's what the Rishiva felt towards the Talmid. And the Rishiva felt towards the Talmid and there's no scraps. And not only there's no scraps, in the Yeshiva he felt there's no scrap in the Gan Klal Yisrael. Umayla, any bochum, any young man who wants to learn deserves the chance. There's nothing, Koranish, that can be discarded. No, he's not going to make it. No, he's not worthy of a seat in the Yeshiva. Umayla, we have a chiyuv ma'amish on the front of the Yemei Yeshiva. A chiyuv. To talk to ourselves and say there's no scrap. If I'm in the yeshiva, I need to spend this Torah and maximize my koyches, maximize my kinyan in Torah, maximize my yediyas in Torah, my oymik in Torah, my geshmak in learning. Because this is what we have. Once we're out of koyches our yeshiva, it's all about what we made of ourselves when we were in the yeshiva. Talk to the marbitei Torah, to the mashpim that learned in the mir yeshiva. It's all a reflection of what they were going to hear, the hashkofah, the reinkheit, the purity, the hatmoda, the geshmak, the respect for Torah v'lomdeh, the havas chinom, the proper mabat, the right blik of an andriyit. Here is where we're going. And this is our avodah. The Mir Yeshiva, with the Talmidim and the Mir Yeshiva, we're learning in the Eibush to the plot. So the Eibush to the Zach. There is this famous Moshe or story that said, Zatat al Chasne Gemach. Father was marrying off a child. So he sent to his son a big sum of money. And he said to him, buy clothing, buy whatever it takes, come with your family, and I'll cover it all. I'll cover it. Here's a deposit when you come for the simcha, pay off anything you spend. On the bottom of the letter, the father writes, and bring your brother along with you. So this brother got the money, he had enough money himself, but I because when I this is a chasna. Poor, beautiful, expensive clothing, carriages for him, for the family, for the children. Sitting in the wagon, he's on the way and remembered the Adi poor brother. And the father said, "His supreme so quickly sent for him, the brother came, torn, surritten, to broken, and he arrived on the way, way he passed, the Shemabuch's path. His wealthy brother wants to go back. He has a return plan. He's not going anywhere to get the money from his father. He was embarrassed to ask. Another day passed, another day. He saw the father, he was not coming through. He went over to his father and said, "Look, you promised you're going to pay for everything." So the doctor said, "I promise I'll pay for everything you do in Chloidi." That's the way I wrote it in the letter to you. Anything you spend, Lechloidi I will pay for. So if you would have done it Lechloidi, you would have taken care of your brother also. If you took care of yourself, you did it Lechloidi, Cholat Lechloidi, you made Allah pay. This Mokam Toyer is Lechloidi Yisbor. And the Raya is, Oicha Abrusa Oim Yisus. It's all about Yemen. It's all about Nocha Atzlochus, Nasveite Vokhus, from an Andere Chaburus, from Nocha Kvus, from Nocha Amaris Toyer, from Nocha Valkishin, from Ashrachim and Balkishim. The entire Mokhim is Kuloi Oymeh, Lechvoyda Yisbora. The Muzoyer to learn Azah Yishiv and to have had Azah, greater Rishiv, who left us with Azah bar. He put the bar so high. We need to put in a lot of effort now, a lot of kuykhus. From now, Ulo Ilo. This will be Zoyer to the Mahatmi of Kaisim. To keep that Madrega of Zoyer, to allow that Madrega to stay with us. And the Eibush that tells him, if we do the Rashidah's Rotten and we follow in his ways, he will have added the Amelis Yerisha for Kol Talmud, the Talmud, the Chlalu, the Prat, the Prot, the Protis. He'll be here for us. Makan Oymed the Meshavish, Afshom Oymed the Meshavish. And the Eibush that tells him, that was Messiah in the Hesped yesterday. They were living in a time where Ki'ovi Ve'ivi Azavuni Vashem Yasvei. We lost a Grisha Mama just recently. A Mama to Klal Yisrael. And then, with just a few days, we lost a Tata to Klal Yisrael. The Shiva wasn't only a Rebbe, a Roshiva, a good Lador. He was a Tata, he was a father to every Talmud. He loved every Talmud. You didn't see the Roshiva meeting Talmudim that learned it 20 years ago. I used to watch him meet Talmudim. Learned it 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 18 years ago. The Ahava took a second sometimes to recognize the Chav. Most often it didn't, but when it took a second, but that smile afterwards, that kish, that gewalding in the Shikish of Ahava, the Shikish came to tell me, he was a Tata. Ki Ovi Vihimi, Avlovuni, Vashem Yatsayi. But for learning a Tata, a Mamma, then the Avisha has to collect Klav Yisroel. And we should be zoicha to deal our moments on Netzach. We mocha Hashem when we came dimu me'al-kofonim, we should be zoicha to this tefillah of an emon after the hachi is made. And the ganzi yeshiva should be that kibbutz. And the Zohar HaKadosh refers to that this one kibbutz that does the right thing and is the zoir of the emon, that in itself is worthy to bring Mashiach to Keinu, the Meir of the Yomeinu, Omein, Omein. Thank you.